From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. I'm Rahmawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo reviewed the condition of refugees in flash flood hit Adonara sub-district, East Flores District, East Nusa Tenggara Province on Friday evening. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the president said while delivering a statement on the YouTube channel of the Presidential Secretariat in Jakarta on Friday, the evening, he was in Adonara, East Flores District, East Nusa Tenggara Province. He noted in East Flores alone, the number of deaths from the Seroja tropical cyclone that triggered flash floods in East Nusa Tenggara reached 71, while 5 people remain missing. Jokowi said the residents of Adonara will be resettled in new locations that the district head and the governor will designate later. The head of state further appealed to the refugees to remain disciplined in following the health protocols, including wearing masks to prevent COVID-19 from spreading further in the province. Indonesia has so far administered 12 to 13 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, which puts it in the top 10 countries in terms of the vaccination rate. As reported by Antara News Agency, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati disclosed at a get-together on accelerating national economic recovery in Jakarta on Friday, as of today, more than 12 million, if not 13 million, doses of the vaccine have been administered and Indonesia features in the top 10 countries having many citizens vaccinated. She also said the national vaccination program is a game changer that can help restore the national economy, and it has managed to raise public confidence to resume activities. She pointed out the vaccination program is inseparable from unpredictable dynamics, including the late delivery of AstraZeneca vaccines. The Indonesian government remains committed to boosting cooperative relations with Korea through the Indonesia-Korea Investment Roundtable Dialogue 2021 held on Thursday, April 8. As reported by Antara News Agency, attendees comprised Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, Head of the Investment Coordinating Board or BKPM, Bahlil Lahadia, Ambassador of the Republic of Korea to Indonesia, Park Tae-sung, and Chairman of the Korean Chamber of Commerce in Indonesia, CK Song. Panjaitan noted in an official statement on Friday that the government has specially prepared this agenda and invited various Korean companies that have invested in Indonesia to demonstrate the Indonesian commitment to strengthening economic cooperation between Indonesia and Korea. The dialogue that was held was part of the Indonesian government's strong commitment to making Indonesia an investment destination for foreign and domestic investors, including businesses from the Republic of Korea, as one of the most important investors in Indonesia over the last few decades. Travelers holding travel permits during the ban on Idul Fitr, tradition of mudik or exodus, must undergo a 5-day self-quarantine after arriving at the destination regions. It was said by the government spokesman for COVID-19 handling, Wiku Adhisasmito, in a statement on Friday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. He remarked the mandatory quarantine for travelers across cities, regencies, provinces, and countries can be conducted at government facilities or hotels on independent expense, with strict adherence to health protocols. Adhisa Smito stated that all societal elements should optimize the function of the COVID-19 task force at villages pertaining to worships and traditions during Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr that could result in violation of health protocols. Now let's move to the international news. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog on Friday flagged a new breach by Iran of its nuclear deal with major powers on the day those powers met to revive the agreement. A report by the agency seen by Reuters showed likely raising tensions with Western powers. The International Atomic Energy Agency avoids saying Iran has breached the deal. At the same time, it generally only issues such ad hoc reports to member states in the event of a breach. Two diplomats told Reuters what the report described amounted to a fresh breach. The breach has to do with what counts officially towards Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium, a highly sensitive issue since that stockpile could be enriched further to weapons-grade material suitable for nuclear bombs if Iran chose to do so. It denies seeking such weapons and says its aims are entirely peaceful. Deforestation in Brazil's Amazon rainforest declined in the first quarter, preliminary government data showed, but the drop may be due mostly to more intense cloud cover this year, and experts point to a concerning jump in March destruction. Rainforest destruction has surged since right-wing President Jair Bolsonaro took office in January 2019, weakening environmental enforcement and calling for development of the Amazon. Official annual data under intense scrutiny as U.S. President Joe Biden's government says it hopes to work with Brazil to lower deforestation shows deforestation hit a 12-year high in 2020. But the government says recent monthly data shows that a costly military deployment launched in late 2019 to control fires and deforestation is finally yielding results. We end the news with political leaders, members of the public, and well-wishers around the world that have paid tribute to Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth II's husband, after his death at the age of 99. As quoted by BBC.com, a statement issued by Buckingham Palace just after midday spoke of the Queen's deep sorrow following his death at Windsor Castle on Friday morning. He was the longest-serving royal consort in British history. Well, listener, that was the news. This is news from across Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia. The first news comes from Bandar Lampung. The Lampung Provincial Government, along with a social community organization, Lampung Sai, held a traditional Blangikan ceremony at Bumi Kedaton Resort, Bandar Lampung, in Lampung last Wednesday. It was held to welcome the fasting month, Ramadan, 1442 Hijriah, for Muslims all over the world. Regional Secretary of Lampung Province, Fahrizal Darminto, stated, Blangikan activity, or bathing together in the river, is a symbol of purifying the heart in facing the holy month of Ramadan, so that Muslims in Lampung can fast smoothly. In addition, this is an effort to preserve culture. At Blangikan 2021, the Lampung Provincial Government, along with Lampung Sai, strictly implemented health protocols amid the COVID-19 pandemic. For Muli Mekanai, or Lampung girls and youths, Blangikan participants and invited guests are limited and must apply the health protocols according to the direction of the Lampung Provincial Health Office. The next news comes from Depok, West Java. Students from University of Indonesia, Depok, West Java, won first place in the Table Clinic Competition, or Dental Office Design, at International Quest 5.0, which is part of the 2021 International Educationist Association event. Three interdisciplinary students, namely Fatoroni Lutfi Hafizah from Faculty of Engineering, Devin Hendrawan, and Priscilla Gita Pitaloka from the Faculty of Dentistry, supervised by Professor Ariadna Adisatya Jais, designed a dental office that has been adjusted to accommodate infection control during the COVID-19 pandemic. In her statement last Tuesday, Fatoroni Lutfi Hafizah said this design was aimed at reducing the risk of spreading COVID-19 in a dentist clinic. In the same competition, another University of Indonesia team consisting of Faculty of Dentistry students, namely Dimas Raihan Aditya, Devin Hendrawan, and Vincent Geraldi Jr., won the second runner-up champion in the Sherlock Diagnosis competition. The last news comes from Yogyakarta. A solo exhibition of contemporary wayang art was held at Dalem Pakuningratan Sompilan Ngasem, Kadipaten Ngraton in Yogyakarta City on April 5th to the 9th, 2021. Around 50 works of art and culture by artist Hangno Hartono in the form of paintings, batik, tatah sungging, and installation art were exhibited there. This exhibition was carried out in a series of traveling exhibitions called Tirta Yatra. In addition to displaying works, the exhibition also highlighted a declaration of the formation of the Indonesian contemporary wayang community, discussions, and a mass workshop made of paper waste. Well, listener, that was news from across Indonesia.
With the first event in 1912, Titanic left Southampton, England. On 10th April 1912, the Titanic left the port of Southampton, England. The Titanic is the second of three super passenger ships with the aim of initiating commercial transatlantic voyage. Owned by the White Star Line and built at the Harland and Wolff shipyard, Titanic was the largest passenger steamer in the world at the time of its launch. Titanic hit an iceberg on Sunday, April 14, 1912, on its voyage, and it sank about 2 hours and 40 minutes later. It resulted in the death of more than 1,500 people, and it made the worst marine disaster in marine history. Moving to the event in 1919, the leader of the Mexican Revolution, Emiliano Zapata, was shot dead. Emiliano Zapata Salazar was one of the leaders in the Mexican Revolution against the dictator Porfirio Diaz that occurred in 1910. He is considered a Mexican national hero. Cities, roads, and housing in Mexico are often named Emiliano Zapata, and the portrait of this character have also been featured on Mexican peso currency several times. The revolutionary movement of the Zapatista National Liberation Army, which began in 1994 in Mexico, also took its name from Emiliano Zapata. He actively defended the rights of the Indians in Morelos, who were treated unfairly by landlords under the Hacienda system. Finally, due to the government was acting too slowly and took sides to the landlords more, Zapata began forming an armed force to take over the disputed lands. On April 10, 1919, Emiliano Zapata was shot dead. The last event in 2010, President of the Republic of Poland was killed in a plane crash. The fourth President of the Republic of Poland, Lech Kaczyński, died on April 10, 2010 after a Polish Air Force 2154 plane crashed outside Smolensk, Russia, and it killed all 96 passengers. His wife Maria Kaczyńska, First Lady and an economic observer, was also among the victims. After Kaczyński's death was announced, acting president of Poland, Bronisław Komorowski, declared weeks of mourning stated from April 11th to April 18th. The couple's state funeral was held on April 18th in a crypt in the cathedral. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Percuma, percuma, bila
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is My Indonesia entitled Russia Interested in Investing in West Kalimantan. The West Kalimantan Provincial Government received a visit from the Russian Federation Trade Representative in Indonesia on Monday. They consisted of the Russian Federation Trade Representatives in Indonesia, Sergei Rosomakhov, Embassy Consular Andrei Mogilevstev, and the Senior Expert Staff of the Russian Federation Trade Representative in Indonesia, Maria Mitsura. They were received directly by the Regional Secretary of West Kalimantan, A.L. Leisandri. On the occasion, Sergei Rosomakhov stated that Russia is very concerned about cooperation with Indonesia, particularly in the fields of industry and infrastructure, such as railroads, road construction, airport infrastructure development, and ports. He also said Russia is very concerned about new and renewable energy, namely water energy. Rosomakhov added that on one hand, he also considers West Kalimantan as a location for the construction of a nuclear power plant. This interest arose because of the natural wealth of uranium, which is currently being processed by the Indonesian National Atomic Energy Agency. On the other hand, Rosomakhov is also interested in the potential of West Kalimantan's natural resources. Commodity exports from West Kalimantan to Russia are asked to no longer be in the form of raw materials, but already finished goods so that they have added value. Rosomakhov further explained that the Russian Federation Trade Representative in Indonesia has collaborated with the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources and expressed readiness to cooperate in the mining sector. He said Russia has a lot of experience and knowledge in the field of energy and mineral resources. Sergei Rosomakhov hopes that there will be a follow-up on the results of the meeting with West Kalimantan Province. The Russian Federation will also invite the provincial government of West Kalimantan to come to the Russian Federation Trade Representative Office in Jakarta. In the future, he hopes that the Russian Federation and the West Kalimantan government can make a cooperation agreement in the fields of infrastructure, mining energy, and economy. On the same occasion, the Regional Secretary of West Kalimantan Province, Leisandri, said, as long as the existing investment generates benefits for the people of West Kalimantan, the West Kalimantan Provincial Government will certainly support it. He also said investment could be carried out as long as the forest area could be protected by the Regency Government in cooperation with local communities. That was My Indonesia for today.
For us, babe, and right now, holding our breath. show. Got me thinking of one thing. Is it real? What should I do with this feeling?
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
At RRW's office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Ora Beach is located in Seram Island, North Seram Subdistrict, Central Maluku. This beach is located at the western tip of the Bay of Sawai and is in two villages, namely Saleman Village and Sawai Village, on the forest edge of Manusela National Park. Ora Beach has the characteristics of a white sandy beach with spotless and calm water, as well as it has a wealth of coral reefs, fish, and a variety of marine life. The Ora coastal area does not have a wide land area because the land is in the form of cliffs or rocky hills, which are quite steep. Nevertheless, these rock hills can be climbed. At Ora Beach, tourists can enjoy snorkeling and diving. You don't need to dive too deep, even only from a depth of 2 until 3 meters, because you can already enjoy the charm and beauty of various undersea coral reefs and some kinds of small fish. Also use a motorboat or fishing boats to enjoy the scenery around Manusela National Park. Besides, they can also tour several small islands in Sawai Bay, such as Sawai Island, Raja Island, Bat Island, Tujuh Island, Tengah Island, and Sapalewa Island. You only need about 30 minutes to go around the islands. are from Ambon City, the entrance to Ora Beach is Hulnara Port, Toleho. At the port, which is better known as Toleho Port, there is a ferry with a passenger capacity of 350 seats to the port of Amahai, Saram Island, with a schedule of twice a day. Because there is no public transportation to the port of Saleman Village from Amahai Port, which connects to Ora Beach, you can take the Trans Saram, which takes about 2.5 hours. During the trip, you are guaranteed to feel satisfied because you will pass through beautiful mountain paths and the Manusela National Park area. Once you arrive at the port of Saleman Village, it will take approximately 10 minutes to arrive at Ora Beach. At the port of Saleman Village, a small engine boat will take you to discover the beauty of Ora Beach, which is famous for its hidden paradise in eastern Indonesia. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Sebenarnya suatu masa kau di sana memandang senja, lelaku pada semuanya mempertanyakan sebatas rasa. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Oh, terangilah gelapnya untukku, sinarilah hatinya yang beku. Kembalikan semuanya. Sekian lama kau ku tunggu, berharapkan datang rasamu yang hilang, merengku rindu padamu. Takkan ku lepas, tak pernah berbalas. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Semuanya. Oh, ku pandangi wajah haru dirimu, ku jalani semua rasa yang selalu kau berikan, kau berikan sudah. semuanya. Yang selalu kau berikan, kau berikan sudah. Kau berikan sudah.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جان شوي بي تاي كو جو يفان شي سين سين غوان جوان بيندو في ين دا تشوان بو ودا كو جو باو هو ني ودا كو جو باو هو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Avocado is a fruit that is popular with Indonesians. Usually, avocado is made into a variety of refreshing desserts. It turns out not only the people who love avocados, but also Indonesia is the largest avocado producing country in Asia. According to FAO data, Indonesia is the main producer in Asia and fourth in the world with a total production of 410,094 tons in 2019. This figure increased by 46,937 tons from the previous period. According to data from the Central Statistics Agency or BPS, there are 7 largest avocado producing regions in Indonesia, including East Java with 108,381 tons, West Java with 91,383 tons, West Sumatra with 48,513 tons, Central Java with 44,522 tons, and South Sumatra with 28,902 tons. Avocado is one of the commodities that will be further developed by the Ministry of Agriculture. One of the new types of avocado that is being developed for export purposes is the pameling avocado, which has many advantages. original name of Pameling Avocado was Avocado Arjuno and came from Wonorejo Village, Lawang District, Malang Regency, East Java. Then Malang government gave the name Pameling with the aim that everyone who has seen and tasted its delicacy will continue to remember it, or tereling-eling in Javanese. The advantages of Pameling Avocado include the size of this fruit, which is classified as jumbo, ranging from 600 grams to 2 kilograms with a slightly oval fruit shape. The flesh is thick, buttery yellow, and the seeds are relatively small. The taste of Pameling Avocado is fluffy and crunchy. In addition, this plant has a high productivity up to 150 until 200 kilograms per tree and is a vast fruiting plant because at the age of 2 years, it begins to bear fruit. And listener, that's miscellany for today.
Hatimu.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I will present a keroncong song entitled Juwita Malam to be sung by Savitri. The song Juwita Malam was created by Ismail Marzuki in 1948. The song was sung by Savitri in a mix of modern keroncong music. It tells the story of a person who falls in love at first sight on a train leaving for Jakarta. At Jatinegara train station, they separate and hope to see each other again sometime. Listener, here is Savitri with the keroncong song entitled Juwita Malam. Happy listening!
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.